And the thing that came out on the floor?
Was the hearth.
And the, if you, what did you burn in there?
Wood, about 20 inches long, something like that long.
Did you, logs were they, or?
Well, we used a back stick, which is made out of green pine, about 8 or 15 inches in diameter, and then we had dog irons, we called them. And we laid a fire on that. We put dry wood to start it, and then we'd throw on green wood. As long as you kept the green wood on it and kept it hot, it'd keep a good fire.
I see. And what did you call this wood that you got the fire started with?
Firewood.
I mean the small pieces?
Yeah, we called it firewood.
What kind of wood was that?
All kinds on the farm, all kinds.
Did you ever use any kind of particular kinds of pine?
No. We tried to use tiswood, hackberry, oak, hickory.
What's tiswood?
Well, it grows along these branches, and it's not very good for lumber or anything else. My daddy was very ecology-minded. He tried to save his best timber, and he only cut for firewood damaged trees in some way so that he could keep good timber all the time.
I see. And later, did you, when you first moved into this house, what kind of heat did you have?
Fireplace.
You had the fireplace. Did you burn wood? Was that a wood fireplace also?
Yes, sir.
Did you have a stove later?
Yes, we had a kerosene stove when we moved in here.
And did you have to sometimes clean stuff out of the
pipe going into the the chimney?
Yeah, what'd you call that stuff you had to clean?
Soot.
Yeah. And now I wanted to ask you also about some, this is just for pronunciation, the color of this, what would you call it?
White.
Yeah. And what kind of furniture did you have in the old house?
Well, we had very cheap beds, cost $5 or $6, made out of oak, and they had a high front board and low front board, and had little decorations on them, and we used straw ticks and feather bed. No springs or mattress. And my mother kept geese and picked her own feathers.
Right.
We had feathered pillows, and you could stay warm regardless of if the snow blowed in on you or not.
And the now you did you have what for sitting in? You just had.
Well, we had homemade chairs. They were pretty good chairs, made out of oak splints. Splits, I guess you'd call it, bottoms, and high. Some of them were really extremely high-backed. One I remember, and the others were just common chairs.
Now, did a piece of furniture like this? What would you call this?
Settee.
Are there now with three cushions on it and arms? Did you ever call them a hiver or hear it called anything else?
Yes, when they had two seats, we called them a love seat. And they didn't have very much cushion, maybe just a little thin pad for the cushion.
And in the...
They had quite a few of them back when they first came out were wickerware made out of twisted paper.
Twisted paper.